Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, it is Basic Gospel. So glad to be with you today on this Monday before Christmas. We would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Call right now if you have a question about a particular Bible passage, maybe a problem situation, or you just want to talk about the Christmas season and what it means to you. We would love to hear from you. So go ahead and call 844-322-2742. Well, Christmas is this Saturday, and it's a time that we can just refocus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that in this country we have that freedom to do so, to really remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. And when you look at the Christmas story back in Matthew and see how God orchestrated those events, conceiving Jesus by the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, how Joseph was brought along and encouraged to stick with God and stick with this plan, we see some really amazing supernatural things about the story. And all of it is about Jesus. It's about the fact that He was coming into this world to save us from our sins. That's what His name is. That's what the name Jesus means. He's a Savior. He is the Messiah, the Anointed One, that person God was going to send into this world, the person that God did send into this world to take care of the sin issue once and for all and deliver us from sin's punishment, from sin's power, and eventually from sin's presence. So that is the good news, and that's why this Christmas story is so important, because we see the full scope of Jesus' work through His death, burial, and resurrection, all as a part of that Christmas story. And Paul gives us a good explanation of exactly what Christ came to do as far as being our Savior in the book of Colossians, and I'd like to spend just a few minutes looking at this particular passage in Colossians chapter 1. It says, starting in verse 19, Colossians 1 verse 19, "For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." So Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, that He and God the Father are one. There's no separation between the two. Their nature, their essence is exactly alike. One God manifest in three persons. And this Jesus, Christ the Son, became one of us. He dwelt among us. He became flesh and blood. He became like you and me so that He could offer up that body of flesh as the final sacrifice for sin. So Paul wants us to know for sure that this Jesus isn't just some emanation of God the Father, something that is derived from God the Father. And that's what the people in Colossae were saying. That's what the Gnostics were saying. And they were saying it because they believed that flesh would be evil. And so how could God create flesh? And so they devised this philosophy, this religious philosophy, that Jesus emanated from God the Father, and He was many emanations down the road, far enough away from God the Father, far enough away from the source, that He could be the one that created flesh, this flesh that was evil. But Paul was just attacking that right at the head and saying, no, that is not true. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the exact representation. If you've seen Jesus, you have seen God. The Apostle John tells us that same story, that same truth, that there's no difference between Jesus Christ the Son and God the Father. They are indeed one in essence and in every other aspect of their personhood. So this Jesus, the fullness of God, was pleased to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross, of his cross. So Jesus, as our Savior, what did he do? Well, here's what he did. He reconciled us to himself by making peace through his blood that was shed on the cross. And how does this apply to you? You who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. So Jesus Christ took away your sins once and for all. He reconciled you unto God the Father. He cleared the decks. All you need to do is allow the grace of God to draw you near through faith. And as the grace of God draws you near through faith, you experience salvation. You receive the reconciliation that was provided for you through Christ's death on the cross. And when you do, you're presented to God the Father as holy and blameless in his sight and above reproach before him. Talk about a powerful work. I mean, you've been trying to make yourself righteous. You've been trying to cleanse yourself. You've been trying to bring about forgiveness through your religious works, your religious efforts, all in futility. None of that worked. None of that was able to lift you out of your state of sin and death. None of that was powerful enough to move you from death to life in Jesus Christ. Your religious efforts, your human efforts, your attempts to live up to the righteous requirements of the law failed every single time. But the work of Jesus actually worked. It was efficacious. It did exactly what it was meant to do, and that was to reconcile you unto God the Father. And when you believe, when you receive this reconciliation, you are made right in God's sight. He goes on to say, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, and to make the word of God fully known." So how was Paul making the word of God fully known? By explaining the depths of the work of Christ on the cross on your behalf. The fact that his death reconciled you unto God the Father and brought about peace. You were once alienated, but because of the work of Christ, it took care of that hostility you had in your heart toward God and put you on God's same page, put you in right relationship, in harmony with God the Father, and put that restless heart of yours at rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. So he says that Paul was making that word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So why did Jesus reconcile you unto the Father? Why did he clear the deck? So that he himself could come and take up residence in you. So in this brief, dense passage, Paul talks about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died so that he could come and live inside of you. He took away your sins once and for all. He took care of the hostility that was in your heart toward God because of your evil deeds. He cleansed that conscience of yours once and for all, presenting you holy and blameless in God's sight and above reproach, so that Jesus could come and live inside of you, to make his dwelling in your heart, to be at home in you, and for you to be at home with him. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what was a part of that angelic announcement to Joseph, that this babe that is in Mary's womb was conceived of the Holy Spirit. This is the plan of God that is about to be brought into play for the salvation of the world. And this truth is cause for great joy in your heart when you know that your sins have been taken away, when you know that you've been reconciled once and for all, when you know that Christ is alive, living in you. That's the story that is experienced in inexpressible joy in the hearts of all of those of us who believe. Well, it's my prayer that that joy is yours, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you've been reconciled to God through the death of Jesus Christ, that you have received that reconciliation by faith, and that in receiving that reconciliation, you know that Christ has come to live inside of you, and that he is your hope of glory, both here and eternally. That's good news. That's why when the shepherds appeared to the angels, they said, "I bring you good news, glad tidings that will be the cause for great joy in the hearts of those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. So glad to be with you today and to be able to share this good news once again through these microphones. So we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. I do want to make you aware of a great opportunity, an exciting opportunity. It is the, like never before, $90,000 matching grant. We have been given a grant from a foundation, and if we match that, they will give us $90,000, which means we will have $180,000 to really set the stage to be a catalyst to see this good news concerning Jesus Christ, this reconciling work that he accomplished, this redemption that he brought about, this new life that he gave to us by grace through faith, so that we can get that message out to more and more people like never before. So I want to encourage you to join the team, the financial team, to be as generous as possible as we approach the end of this year, and make a gift, a matching gift, which will double your impact for the like never before $90,000 matching grant. You can do so by going to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click on the donate button and follow all of the instructions. If you can make a gift of $100 today, or $500, or $1,000, know that when you are doing that, it's going to be multiplied by two, that your $100 is really $200 for the ministry. Your $500 becomes $1,000. Your $1,000 becomes $2,000. It multiplies by two, which means the reach is multiplied. We can use these dollars to finance new radio stations, new internet platforms, new digital outreaches. So every dollar is going to make a difference, and we want you to participate and be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel and the Grace Message as we begin 2020. 2022. So go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, be as generous as possible, make your gift today so that we can reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. So glad you are with us. It's been my pleasure to serve you through these microphones. Thank you so much for allowing me and for our entire team to be a part of your day-to-day life. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our lives as well. It is a mutual ministry. We thank you for the encouragement that you give to us. And we're so glad that we can be a voice in your life proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, let's go to Metairie, Louisiana, and talk to Wayne, our good friend Wayne. Hi, Wayne. You're on Basic Gospel Radio, my friend.
Hey, Bob. Just calling to say hello and to just give you a big old shout out. Thank you. And, man, y'all, I'm going to miss you guys. And I just want to tell everybody on YouTube, I love you guys. Have a good Christmas. And most of all, Bob, for everybody that's listening, keep your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus is the source. He loves us more than we know. But the good news is he wants us to know just how much he loves us. And it's my prayer that we'll all experience that. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, Wayne, thank you, my friend. You've been such a wonderful blessing to us. We got to know you a number of years ago, and we've just had a marvelous relationship of growing together in the grace of God, growing together in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and seeing this message go deeper and deeper inside of us, and just celebrating that, rejoicing in that, and encouraging one another in these truths. So, Wayne, thank you for being a part of Basic Gospel Nation. Thank you for standing with us, praying and supporting, and just being a part of this wonderful ministry called Basic Gospel.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I'm just so grateful, and I just, you know, Jesus, oh my goodness, what can I say but thank you?
Yes, indeed, indeed.
So, everybody on YouTube, this is Wayne WT, y'all take care, love you guys, and y'all have a good Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Wayne, and we will we'll certainly be praying for one another, and we'll look forward to connecting in the new year. Okay, my friend?
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, that opens up a line at 844-322-2742. Go ahead and take advantage of that. Would love to hear from you. In the meantime, we had this email question that came in. It says, can you please help me understand what the writer of Hebrews is saying in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And here's what those two verses say. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, and of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of dead, eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. So the key phrase here, let us leave the elementary doctrines and go on to maturity. The Apostle Peter would say it this way, let's grow in grace and our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's recognize that we have been saved, that the foundation has been laid in our lives, and that foundation is Christ himself. Well, since we know that to be true, then let's move forward. Let's allow all this truth about Christ. Let's allow Christ himself to renew our minds, to grow us up in grace, and to see his life being expressed through us and lived out through us in more exciting ways day in and day out. Now, why was the writer of Hebrews saying this? Because there was a lot of questioning concerning these elementary doctrines. There was a lot of confusion within the Hebrew population. They were wondering, how does this fit with the law? How does this fit with all of these things that we have been steeped in for so many years? And so they were confused, and they kept trying to go back and forth from the message concerning Christ and Judaism. And many of them said, we're just going to stick with Judaism. And that's why the writer of Hebrews was saying, no, no, no. If you're looking for somebody better than Jesus to come along, it's not going to happen. If you want to kind of reverse your thinking on Jesus and go back to square one and start again, that's impossible to do. You can't make that happen either. So you need to drive a stake and say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and I'm going to go forward with Jesus. I'm going to leave the elementary doctrines. Those are foundational. Those have been poured out, and they've been laid in my life, and I'm going to go on to maturity. I'm going to go on to being able to distinguish good from evil, and to live a life that is a harvest of righteousness. That's what he's saying here. That's what this particular passage is all about. So, Jeff, thank you for writing to us, and I hope that is a help to you. Let's go to Venus, Texas, and talk to Prince, listening to us on the Word today. Hi, Prince.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm a little sad. I can't believe you guys are leaving, but I just wanted to, you know, wish you guys a Merry Christmas and just thank you for just making the Word so simple to understand.
Well, Prince, thank you for saying that. That's been our desire and our hope and our prayer from the very get-go, to keep it simple, to make it simple to hear, simple to understand, and simple to apply. And I'm glad that that's come through for you, and that you've seen the simplicity of the good news of Jesus Christ and have been able to come to grips with the fact that your sins have been forgiven, that you're alive in Christ, and that Christ is alive in you.
Yes. It get choked up thinking about it, but I really appreciate y'all, and I wish you all the best of luck in the future.
Well, thank you, Prince. Well, as many of you know out there in Basic Gospel Nation, at the end of this year, so next week, I'm stepping aside, going into semi-retirement, or as some people have said, refirement, and we're giving way to Andrew Farley to take charge, to be the voice moving forward, to taking this good news to the next generation. So, Prince, you're going to continue to hear, you know, the simplicity of the gospel through the grace message, and all of our listeners, you're going to continue to hear the simplicity of the gospel through the grace message. And I'm going to be in the background saying, supporting Andrew and doing some special projects and those sort of things. So I'm going to continue to be a part of the ministry, but in a completely different role. A role that I'm really looking forward to, but I am so excited about what God is doing, how this transition and this merger has taken place, and I am as excited as anybody else to see how God is going to take this message and expand it out there like never before, through all the various platforms that he has been building and putting together for the last several years. So this is some exciting times for Basic Gospel and the Grace Message, and we're so glad that you're a part of it, that you can be a catalyst to see this growth and expansion and extension of the ministry take place in the new year. That's why we're encouraging you to be a part of this $90,000 matching grant challenge, and you can do so by going to Basic Gospel and simply click the donate button. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button, follow all the instructions, And whatever you give, that gift, whether it's 100, 500, is going to be multiplied. You're going to have double the impact with your gift right now. So take advantage of this opportunity and help Basic Gospel and the Grace Message reach more and more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm Bob Christopher for the entire Basic Gospel team. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.